USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias beginning a trek up the eastern seaboard, affecting Georgia as the day wears on, but then expected to regain strength as it heads over the Carolinas sometime late today into early tomorrow. Hilton Head Emergency Management Coordinator Tom Dunn says people should be prepared, even if it won't be necessarily a devastating storm.
Those winds could create some falling limbs and pushing trees over. And with the amount of rain that we're getting, both of those two things together, we want people to stay safe and stay in and stay home.
By tomorrow morning, the storm is expected to be impacting the mid-Atlantic states and could reach in as far as Washington, D.C. Administration officials and congressional Democratic leaders continuing talks today after making little progress on a new coronavirus relief package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes!
We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
It's the one-year anniversary of the deadly El Paso Walmart mass shooting when a total of 23 people were shot and killed and 23 others were wounded. It launched a flurry of legislative hearings that included Ed Scruggs with an organization called Texas Gun Sense. But he says despite the initial outrage, nothing has changed since a year ago. Because of the coronavirus, reunions and memorials today to mark the anniversary are being held virtually. The Republican National Committee now says no final decision's been made on whether the media will be allowed to cover in-person events at the Charlotte Convention later this month. RNC Communications Chief Michael Ahrens saying that they are working with the parameters given by the state and federal guidelines there regarding the number of people who can attend events amid the continuing pandemic. The Apple Fire in Southern California forcing thousands more people to evacuate. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A top House Democrat predicting that if President Trump loses November's election, he won't go quietly. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn saying he believes President Trump would find some way to hold on to power.
He doesn't plan to have fair and unfettered elections. He plans to install himself in some kind of emergency way to continue to hold on to office.
Clyburn was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. In Oregon, protests against police brutality and systemic racism appear to be quieting down finally in downtown Portland after the departure of federal officers. The Oregonian newspaper reports a relatively small crowd of a few hundred protesters gathered near the Justice Center downtown last night for the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. But that's down from the roughly 1,000 protesters that were there every night in recent weeks. Police presence was reportedly scarce last night as protesters were listening to a recorded speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Google is rolling out the new Pixel 4a today. The budget smartphone comes with a punch hole selfie camera, a Snapdragon 730G chipset, and other new amenities. It's also coming with a Titan M security model to help protect data on the phone. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.